Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, in the past, people have said, what's your program about? And when they hear part of the title is Backyard, they automatically think it's about gardening. Well, today it is. I'm going to talk about community gardens. And when you hear community gardens, what do you think of? Well, the first thing you may think of is work. But secondly, people have different definitions in their mind of what a community garden might be. And is there one in Atlantic? Is there one in your neighborhood somewhere in Harlan or Red Oak or wherever? For some people, it just says it's a plot of land where various people come and they have their little gardens, and it just happens that there's space there for a number of people to do gardening. And the people who do that gardening may have little or no relationship to each other. In some places, it is truly a community-organized thing to do, and it may be a way for people who want to garden and who are willing to pay for the use of land, that plot is developed, and so there are little plots within the bigger plot that people can rent that space. It may also be a space where gardens are developed for people who do not have enough funds to actually pay rent. They may have, some basic amount of funds that they would put into seeds and that sort of thing, but definitely want to garden. Or it may be an organization that says, hey, we want to really encourage people to do gardening for a wide variety of reasons. So there's a whole definition, a varied definition of what a community garden is or a community garden might be. And I've, in the last several years, have had a number of people mention to me, well, first, are there any community gardens in Atlantic? Or say, we really should have a community garden. And then we get into some discussion about what they mean by that. Well, it's not just folks in Atlantic, it's folks across the nation who are really interested in community gardens. And of course, that's been going on actually in the cities, like New York City and Los Angeles have really been developing gardens. Des Moines, some of the cities who, are thinking that folks there don't have a place to go and garden, and they don't think about rural areas. Hey, there's a lot of land out there. Anybody can go and garden if they want to. That's not necessarily true. The interest in having community gardens has certainly grown into rural areas. And some of you may have seen a recent article in the newspaper that talks about the gardens that have been developed, especially in Omaha, Lincoln, more in Nebraska than in Iowa. But as I say, there are community gardens in Iowa also. So is this something that you think ought to happen in your neighborhood, whether that's Atlantic or some other town, be it a similar size or be it smaller? Or if you have one already, I'd be really interested in knowing that. But if you do have an interest, say there is the opportunity perhaps for some folks to get together and do some planning about what that might happen. And it seems to me it's better to have folks who are interested working together rather than struggling out here with one and another one struggling out here, but maybe getting together for some ideas. Joanne Runyon, who is the School to Work, heads up School to Work, and I attended a meeting at Iowa Western Community College several weeks ago that had information about community gardens and also had representatives from folks who had put community gardens together. And they were from various organizations. Some of them were church-sponsored. Others were other organizations. Some of them were just an individual in a neighborhood who said, I have this plot of land, and started sort of just talking to neighbors and saying, hey, I have this plot of land. Let's work together to put some gardens on it. So it really varies with those that are established. But, if you're going to think about a community garden, one of the first things you probably need to think about is of where it's going to be. And then you look at, well, here's a space, but need to look at it a little more specifically. Just like with any garden, it needs to have full sun 6 to 8 hours a day for many of the vegetables, or flowers. Flowers can be grown in community gardens also. And It could have some shade, partial shade, but probably the majority of it needs 6 to 8 hours of sun, because the majority of fruits and vegetables and even flowers are going to want what is called full sun. Then there's the matter of soil. And if this land has not been used for gardens in the past, perhaps it's been a lawn, perhaps it's been where a building has been torn down, perhaps it's been a parking lot in the past, it's going to be really important to take a look at the soil. Is there good drainage there? What's the topsoil depth? Is the soil currently loose or compact, or is something going to need to be done to it to make it a soil that's really going to produce? And it probably the current nutrient levels. And so there's several ways to take a look at that soil. There are tests that can be made to find out the nutrient levels, but part of it's just getting out there with a shovel and seeing what it looks like and feels like. You may want to consider whether it's flat or sloped, because if there's much slope, that's going to create some challenges along the way in terms of watering and in terms of soil moving. And is there water accessible? Well, the last few years, we've not really had to worry about that too much. I don't think very many people have actually watered their gardens, maybe once or twice, but not very much. But right now, all the predictions, all the people talking look like it could be a dry spring and summer, which means if you really want to have some produce, you really want to get some benefit of your work, you're going to have to do some watering. And then another thing to think about is, okay, there's always some waste. You know, when you do harvesting, there's always some leaves and that kind of thing. Is there going to be an area to do composting, or what's going to happen to those materials? People are going to have to take them home with them. What's going to happen? There may be a concern for parking. If it's depending on how large it is, how many people are involved, is there a place to park that's relatively close? And is there restroom access? Is that going to be important? In some areas, that would not be important. Others, it would. Also, is it going to be fenced? What kind of boundaries are there going to be? And fencing could be to keep other people out, which it probably won't, but it could be to keep deer and rabbits and those kinds of things out. So what are the characteristics of the plot that's being considered? Lots of things to be considered there. And then there's the whole matter of finding people who want to garden and having some decisions made about what kind of care are they going to give it. What if somebody has a plot, they get it all started like a lot of us do. It's spring, it's we want to get out there, we want to plant, and it's great when the stuff is coming up. And then it gets to be July and it's 90 plus humidity as well as heat, and those weeds are growing like crazy, and we're not so excited about getting out there and taking care of it. And also, there's usually some surrounding areas, some grassy areas, some ground cover, something other than weeds surrounding this plot that needs to be taken care of. So all of that also requires some tools. You know, it's not as simple as just saying, okay, here's some ground, let's have a community garden. It takes lots of consideration in terms of how all of this is going to work together. And then if there's going to be some kind of agreement among the people who are gardening that about weeding, about keeping that plot going, about when they're going to work there perhaps, and just a whole lot of things that need to be considered in terms of a community garden. Is that to say, no, well, there's way too much work to do that? No. It just means we need to think a bit about it. And there are lots of benefits to having a community garden. One, of course, is that it can improve the quality of life for the people in the garden. It can also improve the quality of the neighborhood by keeping a certain space that's maybe grown to weeds in the past, keeping it looking good. So it beautifies the neighborhood. It produces nutritious food, which benefits the people who are gardening and perhaps their friends also. It preserves that green space rather than having a bunch of gravel move in or, you know, or again, just having weeds there. It preserves a nice green space. It can create great friendships. And, people having socializing, meeting people that they didn't know before. And it can help families' budgets as well. It encourages self-reliance, and is a whole, it just does improve the community when you have a great community garden going. So if you are interested, I would be happy to have you give me a call. I'm not necessarily heading this up, but I can point you in the right direction to get a plan started. And until next time, here's a thought about the current condition. Dust, a definition of dust, that's mud with the juice squeezed out.